BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
We're supposed to have some guests on today. I have some news on that very soon. It's all gone a bit strange, really, but it's going to be fine. They're going to be here at some point. There's just been... there's been an accident. More on this in a minute. After six, I've got some innuendo bingo. Chris is here, alright.
Alright.
Becky's not here today because she is giving a motivational speech to lots of young people who have done their Duke of Edinburgh. So, she should be there right now. I can't remember where... I did this as well one time when Prince Edward was there. And I think it was at Clarence House. Yeah, so I think that's where Becky is right now, doing her Duke of Edinburgh speech. So, I mean, if you're ever given the chance to, you know, do Duke of Edinburgh, one, it looks brilliant on your CV, you should do it. But also, you might get to meet someone as cool as Becky and actually get your award from her. And I bet a load of people out there would go through all that orienteering just to meet someone as cool as Becky. And let's face it, for the Duke of Edinburgh, there is a fair amount of orienteering you have to get through. But at the end of it, you meet Becky.
Wow.
Makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, Jeff in Darlington, you've got the wrong end of the actual stick there. He's like, what's this about Frankie going? She's the best-looking one of the Saturdays. I don't think it's that Frankie. That was the Saturdays. And my heart takes over on BBC Radio 1. It's 4:15. So, innuendo bingo coming up a bit later. We've got some more of my friend Chris's autobiography, which he's written some more of.
Can't wait for that.
I am very excited. I actually had an email a second ago from someone in America saying that they're loving it and will it be available in America at any point. Here we are. This is Amanda from Orlando, avid listener of the podcast, now called Free Download. And I have to say that I am really looking forward to your autobiography today. I was intrigued, no, enthralled by your excerpts on the show. When's it going to be finished? Are you going to be releasing it in the USA? I am ready to buy it as soon as it comes out.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so that's the one fan. also, there's a slight problem with the guests that we're going to have on today. We've got LMFAO coming in, although now there might only be one of LMFAO coming in. There's been a slight mishap. Nothing too much to worry about, I don't think. He's okay, but one of LMFAO is in a lot of pain right now, so may not be able to be here today. And it was going to be about 5 o'clock. I'm sorry to be so vague on this, but it's probably... It's going to be later than that now. It could be as late as 6, 6:30. But just one of LMFAO will be here later.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm not concerned about LMFAO. OMG, tell us what's happened to one half of LMFAO. He's fine. There's just been a slight accident, but I don't think it's anything too serious. He'll be fine. And no, he hasn't lolled so much his ass actually came off. Alan from Aberdeen. He'll be here later. Well, one of them will be. The other one... There's a slight mishap. I think I'm making this sound a whole lot worse than it actually is. It's nothing, like, really, really bad. I like it that the people are just speculating now, though. I like that. Also, Jade in Halifax has been on, saying it's a shame Becky's not here today because I wanted to know how her leg moustache was getting on. Do you remember last week, Becky decided for Movember, a lot of people are doing this, that she would grow a tash only on her leg. So she has, like, a moustache stencil, and she's just... We're seeing how it grows. Jade says, surely it must be a few millimetres by now. I don't know. But if you are actually going to pick up your Duke of Edinburgh award today, just ask her to give you a glimpse of her leg moustache. She'll be Brilliant. More than happy to.
Brilliant.
With the Duke there at the same time. Can you imagine?
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Chris, my friend here, has been writing some of his autobiography last week. And it went surprisingly well. People actually seem to care.
I've had loads of tweets and stuff like that. But I can't get the pronunciation of this word right. It's autobiography.
What do you normally say?
Autobiography.
Yeah. Well, I quite like it being called autobiography.
Really?
Yeah, I quite like it. You can see now why Brendan off Coach Trip is doing so well with his book. Because people really seem to care about these. Now, you don't have a ghostwriter, do you? Like someone to do all the work for you and you just say, yeah, and put your name to it?
I think that's part of the charm of this autobiography, though, is that there's a few spelling mistakes. There's a few words which aren't English as such.
I think the publisher will do the spell check for you before it goes out to the shops.
I don't want that. I really don't want that. I'd rather it just went out how I say it and how I want it.
Well, just make sure you tell them that when you get the big deal. So now, here for your listening pleasure is the next part of my friend Chris here's autobiography. Think of it as like an audiobook if you're on the way home right now. Turn up and enjoy.
24 Years at the Tap End, that's the name of the book.
I know.
I'm going to go to the chapter which is the 20th year at the Tap End. It's the second lad's holiday.
All right.
Cavos. We had already lost three of the boys.
How far had you got?
Well, I'm just cutting in. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's going to be quite a long book, this.
Sure.
We had already lost three of the boys. Our group numbers were down to six. Jono and Choi Boy were in a hospital on the other side of the island, and Webbo could not move far from the toilet. Ignoring strange European rules that stopped us flushing toilet paper down the toilet...
Yes! They still have that in Greece.
...was beginning to cause problems. Water was starting to come through the floor, forming a small puddle in the middle of the room.
What? How did this occur?
Well, because we were flushing all the toilet, there are repercussions if you do that abroad. For some bizarre reason, they haven't...
Well, that's why there's a sign up saying, do not put this paper down the toilet.
But no one ever believes it.
I know. I think most people do still flush the paper down there, don't they?
I do.
Until the puddle appears.
Yes, yeah, so the puddle has appeared. To avoid the hotel noticing, we were also stopping the annoying lady that entered our room at 8 a.m. shouting service from changing the beds. It was an escalating problem.
So there's a lady coming in every morning at 8.
It really annoys us because we roll in about 6.
Yeah.
And then the cleaner lady comes in about 8 and wants to clean the room. But obviously none of us want her there.
That is quite usual in hotels.
But why is it abroad? They have to come in at 8 a.m. We've got no time for that. They don't knock. They open the door. Service?
They do that here as well, sometimes.
Really?
Go up, later, please. That awkward moment where it's like, okay, they're about to see me with actually no clothes on.
Yeah.
Or pretty much.
Yeah. On top of this, Chango was having to keep his head down after making the stupid decision to swim to a boat when we were sitting by the bonfire outside Club Atlantis. He was trying to impress a girl. It impressed no one, and now the reps weren't happy. Things were getting drastic, and I called a decision to bring the lads together for a team talk before the England game that night.
So you assume kind of head position.
Yep.
What do you do?
I had a plan. We had to work harder to impress the reps, to get them on side, especially with the arrival of a busload of guys from Hull who had better shirts and were already making moves on the on-site girls. We needed to improve our reputation.
Are they invading your space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We needed to improve our reputation and be seen to be more fun. We knew what we had to do. Karaoke at the hotel.
Of course.
Like a PR stunt.
What do you mean? What, to get the girls to like you more?
Yeah, because there was lots of families staying in the hotel. What we thought is if we go do karaoke, we'll be seen to be nice all-round boys rather than...
Troublemakers. You know,
the troublemakers, which I think we were making ourselves out to be, wrongly.
Yeah, I totally agree.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Albany's been on from Froome, saying the Love Actually music is actually making me really feel Chris's story. I'm feeling a bit emotional. Well, that's the idea. Hannah in Brighton says, correct if I'm wrong, but is that the background music? Is that from Love Actually? Aren't you aiming a bit high? I don't think so. Matt in Norwich says... Just a question, does your autobiography come in a CD version because Matt doesn't read books?
We could do that, actually. That's not a bad idea. Or just listen to the podcast, I guess.
Yeah, just get it on the podcast. We can't have the whole book on the show, though, I don't think. And that's a little bit much. Sophie in High Wycombe has been on. Had a very similar experience. Cavos 2010. I fell off a pole. Love Club Atlantis. See, it's making a lot of sense to a lot of people, this.
Cool.
They've been there, done it. Like Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
Hey.
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you today?
I'm in Crowborough, in East Sussex.
What are you saying about the biography?
It's quite funny. I recognise a lot of the stuff because I lived and worked in Cavos for quite a few years.
Right, so what did you do there?
I did all sorts. I worked in doctor's surgeries, PR on the street, in bars, restaurants.
Were you one of those girls that comes out and persuades people to go into the bars?
I did my best. Yeah. It's annoying, isn't it?
it can sometimes get annoying.
It's annoying when you think they like you.
Yeah, that's in another part of the book.
Yeah, no, I did that only at the beginning. I moved up in the world. I did a bit of waitressing after that.
Oh, get you. Love you, bye.
Thank you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. So many people have that problem with the toilets in Greece. It's just like, do I put it down there or not? Because there's a big sign saying, do not flush the toilet paper.
You always do it, though. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't want to admit to it, but yes, I have done that. Because that's what we do. That's what we do.
Very proud.
What? Loads of people have done it. Look at the text. Chris, I wasn't expecting this, I've got to be honest, but people do seem to really like your biography, autobiography.
It's weird.
Yeah. Would you be up for serialising it, maybe?
What do you mean?
24 years at the tap end. By that, I mean, maybe we could do it on a more regular basis. And Radio 1 will seem instantly highbrow.
If there's genuinely a demand for it...
Well, let's put it out there. Let's see what people think. Would you like to hear more from this autobiography, 24 years at the tap end? It seems that the demand is there for me at the moment, just by looking at the text. And also, if we start doing books on Radio 1, people will think that we're, like, dead posh on that. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris, my friend here, is writing his autobiography, as he calls it, and people are absolutely loving it. Do you have another bit that you have ready to go that we can hear?
Okay. I'm going to go to my 16th year at the tap end, Valentine's Day at Vicarage Road.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was another Watford game, a sunny Saturday, February the 14th, Valentine's Day. As we always used to do, me, Dougsy and Webbo began our pre-game preparations. Back in the day, Pinner used to have a Mackie D's, and this is where we would always meet. 11 o'clock, we would head for the Golden Arches. Afterwards, we would then grab a steak bake from the popular generic bakers in northwest London.
What's happened to the Arches now?
It's gone.
Why?
It's a mystery. It's an absolute mystery.
One day you just woke up and wasn't there anymore.
It turned into a popular stationery store.
No.
Oh, no, it didn't. It turned into an estate agent's.
Well, who was that? Worse.
Yeah.
Does the estate agent have like a drive through window now?
No, there was never a drive-through there.
Well, how can I help you?
Do you know what?
I'd like a house, please.
I've got an issue with the estate agents, though. The one they've built looks like a really flash bar. So you get enticed in. You think you're going in. They've decked it out like a bar. Do you know the one I mean?
Yes.
Bright colours, drinks cabinet on display.
Yeah,
you go in expecting a drink.
It's quite flash, isn't it?
And they try and sell you a house.
Yeah. It doesn't look like an estate agent at all. It looks like quite a fancy bar.
Cheeky, isn't it?
It is. Plasmas on all the walls.
Yeah, that's the one.
Any drink you want, help yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the one.
The news rolling.
Yes,
and all that.
Yes, the rolling news.
Yeah.
Get a few cocktails done, because you can help yourself and probably realise that you've bought a bedsit.
Yeah.
Didn't even
realise. Exactly.
Oh, rubbish. Oh.
Yeah. You know the one I mean.
I do.
Right, where are we? So we grab a steak bake from the popular generic bakers in northwest London. You know the one I mean.
Uh-huh.
And then head to the War Memorial at the top of the High Street. This is the same memorial that featured in Between Us and, of course, my short living fly on the wall documentary, It's Chris.
Which I've forgotten about. It wasn't that long ago.
No, it's still out there. You can still find it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Radio 1 website?
Somewhere on there, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to search, probably, but it's on there.
But today, we were going to attempt something special at today's Watford game. For the past 8 weeks, Watford had started using cheerleaders for pre-match and half-time entertainment. They were called the Golden Girls and were hugely popular in our part of the rookery stand.
Aren't the Golden Girls like 85?
Oh, these ones weren't.
No, were they not?
Nah. The problem was we could never get anywhere near them, but I had a great idea and today was our chance. We went to the local card shop and bought a Valentine's card. Nothing too serious, one with a reasonably funny joke on the front.
Was it like one of those really massive ones from up top where you see blokes trying to buy really embarrassed, like?
No, it wasn't.
The padded ones.
We didn't want to spend the money. We
love the padded ones. You can see because there's other blokes in there and they're like, right, there's a bloke, right, he's going to see me buy this. I'm going to look an idiot.
Yeah.
I want a padded one, but I don't want him to see me buying a padded one.
We didn't go for the padded one. We just went for the...
Simple card.
We each wrote our name, a short message, and then relevant contact details, phone numbers, email addresses, house addresses, etc., and set off for the game. It was a bit of a boring first half, to be honest, but we were buzzing for the half-time entertainment. The music started, and on they came,
the Golden Girls.
The routine was all right, and we made our way to the front of the stand.
Thank you for being a friend. That's the other Golden Girls, a series from the 80s that my flatmate quite likes. He's straight. Carry on.
The girls always walk past the stand to wave at all the fans. This is where I would attempt the handover. They headed in our direction. I leant over the barrier as they approached. The first five girls completely ignored my outstretched hand. So I tried to stretch over a bit more, but it all went wrong. I felt my legs give way and I fell flat on my face on the other side of the barrier.
Oh, gutted. Not in front of all the Golden Girls.
And all the fans. Security promptly mistook this for a pitch invasion and came running towards me, grabbing both my arms in the process. I lost grip of the card and the girls were quickly ushered away for their safety.
Oh, the card's gone as well now.
Yeah, the cards, the girls.
Yeah, everything.
And I'm being carted out by security for an attempted pitch invasion.
Just because you wanted to give them the numbers.
To this day, I never knew if they got the card. It was a valuable lesson about fate. It clearly wasn't meant to be.
It's true. What year was this?
This would have been my 16th year at the Tap End, so we are looking 8 years now. They should be round about my age by now.
Mm. So if you were...
No, they were... Yes, let me just get this straight in my head. They were my age then...
So they're your age now.
Brilliant.
That's amazing.
Brilliant logic.
Who'd have thought? So if you're one of the Golden Girls from that match that day, if you remember, a stupid boy just falling on his... falling face forward, was it?
Yeah, face forward.
And then being carted off because they thought it was a pitch invasion. Do get in touch. Surely one of... How many was there?
There was about 15 of them, yeah.
One of the Golden Girls must be listening. What, about 24 by now?
There must be, yeah. Yeah, hope so.
Tell us, please, if you are listening, did you get the card? And if so, why didn't you call...
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you go to the Radio 1 homepage right now, you can see some footage of Ollie Murs that might end up in our film. He's backstage at Radio 1's big weekend in Carlisle, and he's doing that thing where he sings Hero by Enrique Iglesias in fake Spanish. It's worth a look. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. There's a load of videos that might be in the film, you know, this film we're making, on there right now, including a really good one of the vaccines backstage. And it kind of gives you a real insight into what it's like being a band at a festival like that. There's also, is it the lead singer? He's doing a very strange thing where he warms up his vocal cords. It just looks really wrong. And also they're snooping backstage as well in other people's dressing rooms and just having a look. So if you want to know what it's like to be in a band, it gives you a real insight. That might also be in the film. There's loads of pop stars in it. Go to the Radio 1 homepage.
The Scott Mills Daily.
They're here. It's LMFAO.
Yeah, baby.
How are you?
Doing good, doing good.
Now, you must be Red Foo.
Yes.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Now, could you introduce me to your friends, please? We need to take a picture of this because if you've never seen LMFAO before, I know a lot of you have seen the video, but it's crazy in here right now. Let's get a picture as soon as we can. Who are your friends?
Okay, to my right we have Q.
Hey, Q.
Da Danza.
Yep. All right.
And we got Shufflebot.
Explain what Shufflebot looks like right now.
Shufflebot looks like, you know, a box head with some lights.
Yeah. He's got an actual box on his head.
Yes.
And the lights are flashing.
Yes.
He also has one of your workout kind of hoodies on.
Yeah, baby.
But the hoodie... No, you can undo it. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But the hoodie is undone.
It's Sorry, undone.
Bit of chest hair there.
Yeah.
And what about you? Hi there.
And this is over here, Party Mike.
Hey, Party Mike.
And you know, Sky Blue is not here today.
Yeah, what's happened? Because we know he's had a bit of a mishap.
He's had a miswiggle. Mm. He wiggled his rib out of place.
Ow.
And yeah, because at a show, when there's a lot of ladies in the crowd, you know, sometimes you get overexcited and you overwiggle. And it can happen to anybody. And he says, sorry for party rocking.
Well, you know, that's what he does.
That's what he does.
We know that Sky does that.
Yeah.
A lot of people were actually speculating that he had wiggled too much. That's obviously what's happened there. Was this because of the MTV EMAs in Belfast? Because I know you had a big party, didn't you?
Yeah. No, it was actually before that.
Oh, really?
He actually was wiggling. He was shuffling hurt, is what he was, because he's a champion and he's a true party rocker. Yeah. And that's what we got to do sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
But now he's...
Is he all right? What's going to happen?
He can barely walk, you know. Hey. Yeah, he can barely walk.
You suffer for your art.
Yeah, yeah. He is, just a champ. And so we're here representing for him. Mm. And that's why we brought the Shufflebot into Q, you know.
Yeah. People are just texting already. The Shufflebot is the man.
Yeah.
They've obviously been to some of your parties before. Tell me about the party, because I know that you were all running around and it got really late. And you had your own party, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
And Justin Bieber turned up.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Woo, I wish I had the video, man. I'm going to say this. Justin Bieber is the coolest dude that I've met in a long time. You know,
tell me
saying?
Why, because a lot of people would expect that.
That's what I'm saying, because he is just, he's a party rocker in the sense that when you first meet him, you know, he's, hey, what's up? He's just energetic. You know, he started shuffling. We started shuffling together.
Yeah.
You know, then he came to the party and we said, Justin Bieber's in the house. The crowd went crazy. He stood up, put his hand up, put the two fingers up, you know, and he just embraced the crowd, the love, started shuffling right on the spot.
And he knew how to do it.
He knows how to do it, and he's got an old school Charleston shuffle, the classic. Bieber does the classic shuffle, you know what I mean? You know, and man, I wish we had.
Is it on YouTube?
We have a little video. You know, I'm a common man. Say, yo, can we post it up? You know, yeah. We got to do that.
I want to see Bieber shuffle in Charleston.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
you know, he's definitely in the Party Rock crew. New favorite person.
Was there anyone else there? Was the Hoff there?
The Hoff.
Oh no, he wasn't there.
Cool. No, he was at the after party before, and we was talking. We was eating some steak bites.
Yeah, he loves the steak.
And you know, because I grew up in the Palisades where he filmed Baywatch.
Right.
And he just can't get over that fat every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Come on, really? You grew up in the Palisades? I say, yeah, Mr. Knight Rider. I mean, you know. And he is amazing. And we're going to do some work together. Hoff, we're going to do, some TV. We got it all planned out.
I'd quite like you to do a track with him.
Yeah.
He would also love that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And his daughters got a group. And we're going to work with, I mean, but Hoff, Bieber, Bruno. We saw Bruno doing the shuffling when he won.
Bruno Mars?
Yeah, he beat us in the Best New Artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he looked right at us, just started shuffling.
Yeah.
You know, and then got his award. So, you know, Bruno is, you know, the homeboy.
When it all ends, like in years to come,
is
the shuffle the thing you want to be the most remembered for?
I think just the whole party rock
movement.
The movement. Mm-hmm. The party way. The shuffle is what you do in a fit of joy.
Yeah.
And that's just part of it. But the whole thing is party rock, it means celebrating with your family, you know. And you go to places, could be a wedding, you know, and you spray some champagne on everybody. You say, you know, congratulations, you know. celebrating life is what party rocking's about, and having fun all the time, no matter where you are, at your workplace, wherever. At home, you can wiggle at home. You could be, you know, the kids are wiggling.
Everyone's wiggling.
You know, and so.
Everybody's shuffling.
Yeah, baby.
Now, you know the video for Sexy and I Know It. We're going to play the track in a minute. You know, you see it on a lot of music channels here, and you've got smiley faces on your bits.
Yes.
Now, are they there all the time? Or are you walking around with a face on it when you made the video? Or are they added on after?
Yeah, that is amazing. You know, we are getting them surgically attached after the video. It was definitely for censorship, but we like it.
Yeah.
And so at that after party where the Beepster showed up, they brought the faces. And that's what I used when I unveiled. I tore off and I put a face there.
Yeah.
And that's my new thing. I'm actually going to make a underwear or type of Speedo, a smiley face Speedo.
Excellent.
It's my new invention.
Uh-huh. Have you ever worn Speedos just to tan your cheeks?
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. Growing up, I grew up by Venice.
In the Palisades.
And we would used to watch Baywatch, the taping, and there's a bike path.
Yeah.
And that's what we would do. We would roller skate.
Don't you find that, I mean, I do tan myself.
Yeah.
Don't you find that that area is not used to being tanned and therefore can become quite sensitive?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to definitely get used to it and...
just
you know,
build it up gradually.
Yeah, yeah. The first time you burn,
right.
You know, but that's okay.
That's not good.
That's what's part of the process.
Right.
You know, it's like working out. The first time you do it, you get real sore, but then you keep doing it.
Right.
And so, you know, and what you can also do is you can put some kind of shuffle man there. So when you tan the cheeks, you got a, you know, a permanent, you know, shuffle or a little, you know, party rock heart or,
yeah,
you know, it's,
yeah, I like
it's
it.
Amazing.
Could you explain your ensemble for me now? If people, obviously people can't, a lot of people can't see you. We will take a picture in a minute.
Yeah.
It leaves not much to the imagination.
This is, you know, what I wore in the video.
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly the same, is it?
Yeah, yeah. I got my biker shorts, you know, spandex stuff, which is, keeps me mobile. You know,
yeah.
It's tight and, forgiving, if you will.
Yeah.
And then I got the party rock gym shirt. I work out, you know.
Yeah.
Got the license plate chain, just in case they didn't understand that I work out. I really
You really do.
Do.
You got
and
the
then,
sign.
And then I got the tearaway things here. And then I boom!
Oh, my God!
Know. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah!
It's,
wiggle, 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 wiggle.
It's happening live.
Yeah, baby.
It's happening live. The wiggling
baby.
The wiggling
come
is
on. Come on. Oh!
No!
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
The costume's landed on my face.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Wow, that is...
Don't smell those.
It's just like... It's just like the video in here now.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Is that restricted, that box on your head, Mr. Boxman? No?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, whose are these even? Do you want them back?
Yeah,
all right, cool. Listen, thank you for dropping by. Can you pass on our love and best wishes to Sky Blue?
Yes, we will.
When do you think he'll be back in action and wiggling?
Oh, probably a couple of days, you know.
Right.
He's getting...
You can't stop him.
Well, you can't stop the man. I mean, you know, last night, you know, they told him, the doctor said, don't do it. He said, I got to do it.
Yeah.
I got to wiggle. And so he'll be shuffling and wiggling in a couple of days, I presume.
Cool. All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a picture now. So we'll put that straight on the Radio 1 homepage so everyone can see exactly what's happening in the studio here at Radio 1 right now. And thanks very much, LMFIO, for dropping in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
No, Becky today. She is doing an inspirational talk for young people who are going to collect their Duke of Edinburgh Awards because... Think about it. You've done, like, the 30 hours of orienteering, and who wouldn't want to meet Becky at the end to give out the award? It's pretty cool. So lots of people doing that today. And I understand the actual Duke of Edinburgh is there. Unlike, it was just Prince Edward when I went, but I was you know, grateful for that. So she'll be back tomorrow. So unfortunately, Chris, it's just a case of you playing and wetting yourself today on
right.
You and Deb Bingo, all right?
Fine
so,
by me.
Just you.
One person, one cup of water, one bin. This is Innuendo Bingo by himself.
All right.
Right.
So what you need to do is just that thing where you look up to the sky with the water in your mouth and then see what happens. And it will just plop back down on your face if you find the clip amusing enough.
It's just a shame to be doing this by myself, really, isn't it?
I know. You had a little complaint about that in the studio there, didn't you?
I just prefer to play with someone.
I know, but yeah, I don't want to do it. So, are you ready?
Ready when you are.
Let me know if you are playing along at home on 81199. Maybe, unlike Chris, you have a friend to play with. Just for this week.
Harsh.
All right, so... Loads of water in the mouth. Thank you so much, by the way, if you have spotted some Innuendo Bingo in the last 7 days. Loads of our listeners have. And what they do, because they're lovely, lovely people, is they send it in to us on an email. Just tell me where I can find it, if it's been on TV or radio in the last week. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. All right, you got some water there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it. This one, spotted by Kate, one of our listeners. And it's Phil Spencer... Secret agent. He's the one that used to do that program with Kirsty. And now it appears that he's a secret agent.
Mm.
Now that the bottom's fallen out of the housing market. So, you ready?
Mm.
Look up to the sky. Here we go.
But the worrying bulge in the bedroom department is nothing compared to this shoddy erection.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! It's so much better.
I hate playing by myself.
This is why you don't like it, because you just get so much wetter.
Oh, it's so much worse.
Wasn't that the one from last week?
It's just, or is it a new one?
Right, it is. More water, please. More water.
No, man.
Do you think Phil's doing this on purpose, just to get an on innuendo bingo? Because he was on last week with this one.
Today, I'm nursing a semi.
Okay, more water, please. You are soaked already, I love it.
Oh, it's the split second where it goes up in the air and then falls back on your face.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Mallory, off of Oxford, is doing it on their own as well. Thank you. Anna's playing in the car. I really hope you're not driving, Anna. I kind of hope you're not, like, not a passenger either, because it's going to get messy. But anyway. Okay, this one is more water.
Right.
Zoe Ball. That's not even funny. Zoe Ball on Strictly, It Takes Two. And this is spotted by Ellen in Bournemouth, and also one of our listeners called Chris. Ready?
Yeah.
Go. Water in the mouth, head nice and high. Here we go.
As far as Chelsea's concerned, if she felt vulnerable, it might have affected her dance. So a corset with some boning would have been the idea.
Okay, that's what I want every day. Corset and boning.
Yeah. Oh, dear, look at that. Your hoodie is so wet. Okay. You right there? Just say when you've had enough. Well, it's too late. No, we've still got loads more. Okay, ready?
What's the point of the bin in this game, by the way?
Actually, I don't know why the bin is there at all. When it's like both of you, then you can obviously split it in the bin. When you're kind of doing it by yourself, there's no point, no. As I can see from your face. Okay, the next one is spotted by Charlie in London and Kit off Romsey. And this one is from Jamie's Great Britain, which is Jamie Oliver going around Great Britain.
Hmm.
Head high, please. Water in the mouth. Here we go.
You want it to have attitude. If it's a bit floppy, like a dodgy old handshake, it's no good at all. You need it to be a big old firm handshake, right?
Oh, he's held it. Yes, Chris! Good one!
Get in.
And,
that was all right.
This one is spotted by somebody called Roger. Thanks, Rog. And this is Dame Kiri Takanawa on Radio 3. Is she posh? Quite posh. Who, what? Oh, she's from New Zealand. Not posh at all. All right. Okay, here we go. Ready, Chris?
I have a young student now who's just finished it with Dennis O'Neill, and he said to me, well, one thing, Kerry, you do is you follow through.
Oh, it's a little dribble. Oh, it's all out.
I've made a right mess.
That was brilliant because it wasn't instant. Look at his face. I wish you could see this.
Oh, this is horrible.
And we've got one more.
Oh, really?
One more.
I thought that was it.
Is that it? I've got another one in here.
Oh.
Should we do that one? The one off the weather? Okay, let's do it anyway.
All right.
Water, please. Ready? This is spotted by Chris off of Bristol, who was watching BBC Breakfast the other day. And also, Andy Bowden. Thank you. Ready? Here's Carol. What?
What was his name? Sorry?
Andy Bowden.
Oh, Bowden. All right.
Very good. Making up jokes on your own.
Sorry, I'm just...
More water.
Oh.
There's nothing funny about Bowden. It's my granddad's name. Not now, he's dead.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
Thanks very much. So...
Oh, that's bad.
Give me some more, please.
Sorry, okay. Scott.
It's all right, that's fine.
Honestly.
No, I know you weren't laughing at that.
It was the boat.
I know it was. Because that's so hilarious. You've lost it. Right, come on. Can we just have Carol off the weather? It's a 5-second clip. Put yourself together. Here she is.
It certainly has, Charlie. Some of us have had almost 2 inches during the course of the night.
That was the final brilliant one. Let me know how you did if you played along. Some nice clips there. That was Innuendo Bingo. Chris playing by herself. Can I just play one more to you? I know that you're absolutely soaked. And you really are. This is the worst it's been. But can I just ask you to take one more sip of water? Come on. From last week.
Out you go.
Oh, sorry.
It's gone everywhere. You know exactly what it is. Here it is.
Out you go. That's it. Push him along, Tony. Go on, pigs.
Go on, pigs.
Go on, pigs.
Nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.